My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Again, if you just want a football stadium, we have one, and it's fine. Mm-hmm. You can go watch a football game there, and if you're only going to have 10 or so events a year, what the hey? It's just fine. Put some money into it. If you have to put $1 billion into it, doesn't that just scream then you should replace it anyway?
If you're already halfway to a new stadium, you probably just want to build the new stadium.
Right. So if that's the case, a new stadium in theory would cost you $1.4 billion and not $2.4 billion, because if you truly have to spend $1 billion to renovate the one on the lake, what the heck are you flushing that money down the commode for?
If your car repairs are getting you to half the value of the car, you probably just need to eat it and get a new car, as much as we all hate car payments.
Here's the aspect of this that I think we all need to grasp and understand, and I think that the politicians in Cleveland need to grasp this and understand. The Haslams just don't want a football stadium.
No, they don't.
They want this entertainment big-time complex that we saw on the video that features hotels and a concert venue and shopping and restaurants and a district, a vibrant district to bring people to spend money. And at least from everything I've seen, they're going to pay for that. They want to be the ones who develop all of that, but they want a football stadium to be part of that. And they're going to pay for half of that. So that's what this deal is. They're not really interested in just the stadium, although they've said that's still under consideration down on the lakefront, but we didn't see the big fancy video about that.
No, that did not have all the cool various things that take place inside of that stadium. And the question I have for somebody who is far smarter than I am is, what are the ramifications of the county putting out that and going, well, we don't support this, we want it there? What are the ramifications? What does that actually mean? Is it just we're grumpy about this and so we're not going to support it? Or is there actual, like, punishment, for lack of better terminology, that can take place for the county saying, I don't like this?
Sean's in Old Brooklyn. Hello, Sean.
Good morning, guys, or afternoon. I was on the original build of the stadium, and so many corners were cut, and it was a farce to begin with. We were under the gun to get it done because we were afraid not to get a football team here.
Right.
Well, to me, it's beautiful. It looks nice, but the infrastructure of it and everything else is gone to hell, and it has been for years. Put a dome up there. It makes perfectly good sense. It'll bring in more money for the city, the county, and everybody else. And it's a no-brainer. I mean, people, let's go.
Sean, you were on that construction project, Sean. What?
Yes, sir, I was.
Can you throw $1 billion at this thing now, or is that just flushing money down the you-know-what?
We've been flushing money down the toilet since the first renovation of the stadium. It's like I said, it's just a no-win situation down there. scrap it. Let's go. And let's go to Brook Park and have a nice facility for everybody in the country that can come and watch football. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right, Sean. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, Sean.
Cool Ray's in Bedford. Cool Ray.
What's happening, Cool Ray?
Hey. Hey, what's up, fellas?
You.
So my thing is about the Browns and everything that they've been doing with this stadium. So everybody dropped the ball on this. When they came back, the Haslams let Dave Mostyn run. They knew they wanted this a dome then. That was the big talk of the whole city. Should it be a dome or not be a dome? The mayor then and them, they decided that we're going to keep the traditional look. Now they go, well, we want to do something else. So here's my problem with this. I don't have a problem with moving it. So what? I only go to like 5 games a year anyway. So my thing is the traffic. If it's in Berea, the airport can barely handle the amount of traffic that's coming out that way now. How are they going to handle 80,000 plus? We just seen SummerSlam handle 57,000 people. What about something like the Super Bowl that's going to handle more people? I mean, this is the thing that I don't hear people addressing. I know it's probably not a concern right now because it's not built, but then they're talking about building an amphitheater, which means there's going to be more people flowing through that city of Berea as it is now. And we all know
Brook
as
Park.
Homeowners that
Brook
the one thing – Brook Park – And as homeowners, that's the one thing we don't like is a bunch of traffic. We got, you know what I'm saying? So this is a thing that may sound good, but they have to look at, wait a minute, all the logistics and all the schematics of how this is going to affect not just Cleveland, but, you know, the homeowners and property owners and businesses out there.
Right. But Cool Ray, you go down to the stadium. How is it getting in there on a game day?
It is horrible, and Cleveland is a much bigger city, and it has way more parking. So that is my concern, is that, yes, it sounds good, but is it really going to be as seamless as they're trying to make it seem, where Cleveland is a twice as big a city, but it's getting in and out of there. You've been there. It's horrible.
Well,
you got to walk.
And that 71-480 merge that you run into right there, where 71 goes right into 480 and you use that to take 237 to get down by the airport, that's a nightmare to begin with. And so that's going to need a serious overhaul in itself.
And forget about the trains that may be coming through there. We forget about those things, and we forget about those trains that go through there periodically. We forget about if the only other way is to take 71 and get off on Middleburg Heights and then try to zoom back down, which is going to be – and those only two-lane streets. Those are
horrible. All right, but now let me – and Cool Ray, thank you. Let me play devil's advocate.
Please.
What were you and Cool Ray just talking about?
Traffic patterns.
You were talking about Interstate 71 mm-hmm. and 237 and 480. And Cool Ray's talking about trains, and there's an airport right there. Well, by golly, I just counted 5 transportation forms right there at that facility.
Right. What I would say to respond to that one,
you might have to fix it up a little bit, but it's there right now.
I'm with you. My favorite thing of Brook Park is, I mean, the fact that the parking is around it is probably 1. 2 is the fact that you have that Brook Park stop on the Rapid already. So you could bolster that thing up. You could probably get more trains. That could be a form of funding that goes into there. And if anything, maybe expand it, cross your fingers and pray. But that's a part of it. But the main thing that comes to there is, you know, people are going to drive to it. And that's, any West Sider will tell you, that 71-480 intersect right there, where 480 or where 71 finds its way into 480 is a nightmare during rush hour. And they're trying to make it better, but it is a nightmare. And that's going to need to be seriously expanded. And I wonder if they can.
Oh, they can do anything. All it costs is money.
Exactly. And that's the part where they're getting grumpy.
And that's where maybe the state of Ohio gets involved, who knows? But if you want to think big picture here, you're looking at Brook Park. If you're thinking we have a football team and they need a place to play, you're thinking the stadium.
Exactly.
And the Haslams are thinking bigger picture on this.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether that's right or wrong and whether who's paying for it, that's what they're thinking here. Aaron's in Cleveland. Aaron, thank you for hanging on.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. I just want to say, first of all, let me say this. The traffic is, you're going to have traffic no matter where you put it. But the stadium, the Cleveland's going to drop the ball on this if they don't make a deal. I think the stadium should stay downtown, and they should just give the Haslams the land. They should just give it to them. and let them say, hey, build what you want, build it how you want, tear the old one down. I would tear the old one down and build a new facility there. And I'm sure they're going to buy up a lot of the parking that's already around or land that's available around the current stadium. And the Cleveland will win because they'll keep the business downtown, they'll keep the employment that's downtown, and they'll it'll bring even more business, more attraction, and it's just a better idea downtown. Traffic is going to be there.
Traffic's going to be a nightmare regardless on game days, no matter where it is, Aaron. You're absolutely right about that.
Yep. Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
And they're going to drop the ball on this if they don't make this happen downtown. They should just say, "Hey, I'm against renovating at all. They need to just tear it down and start anew because they've renovated 100,000 times and it's always been a problem." And I got another question: Did the Haslams buy the rights to all the Cleveland Browns? Because I know the city of Cleveland, when they was trying to move it to Baltimore, had bought the name and said, hey, we're going to keep the name and the likeness here in Cleveland. We just going to buy that from you. Or did the Haslams buy that from them?
Buy the name?
The reason why I'm asking is because when you were talking about do they have control over the county. So, the only thing I can see happen is say, hey, If you take it to Lorraine, or if you take it to Brook Park, I wouldn't say they would do that. But if you took it to Lorraine, I would say, hey, we're gonna keep the name here. We're gonna start it. We're gonna just find a new owner and build a new team here.
Yeah.
If Cleveland still owns the name and the all the rights, I don't know.
No, Aaron. I'm not sure and that. Aaron, thank you very much. The Haslams own the Cleveland Browns, and if they put them in Lorraine, Summit, Lake, somewhere else, they're still the Cleveland Browns. As far as I know, that's how that one works.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
216-474-0092. We're going to keep talking about this because you want to keep talking about it. I think it's fascinating. Just, I think the one thing to keep in mind here, and we'll see how it plays out, the Haslams are looking for more than just a place to play football. They might have to pony up more than they want to, but that would appear to be what they want. And are they willing to do that and put everything that we've saw that they want to put in Brook Park in downtown Cleveland? That's an unknown that we haven't heard a whole lot about here. It's Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan in for Andy Baskin today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.